ABC Kimberley's reporter Ben Collins came to me this morning to say he had a great story about leading-edge science touring the Kimberley for National Science Week, and could he do a field report for Kimberley Mornings. I took him at face value, sent him out to the Broome Hospital, and only then realised that he's actually going to mash mosquitoes and make mud pies. Mr Collins, is this so?
This is true, George, but look, I wasn't misleading you when I said that mashing mozzies and making mud pies is leading an innovative science, because I'm down here at the Broome Hospital with the Labs Without Walls Roadshow, and I have Professor Tim Ingalls, who's part of this roadshow. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Ben.
Now, my boss back at the ABC saying, how is this, mashing mozzies and making mud pies, innovative and leading-edge science? Can you sort of save my bacon here?
Well, yeah, it may be true that this is the kind of thing that school kids do whilst they're still in primary, and some who are really advanced do it at kindy. But we're doing stuff with some high-tech gear that is being brought out bush for the first time in this way. And what's innovative about this is we're bringing to the northwest of Australia technology that is currently only available in the big reference centres, the big labs and the big hospitals.
And your focus is on you using this technology to focus on mosquitoes and dirt. Why the interest there?
Yeah, that's it's simple to answer, is that these are both, we think, reservoirs for tropical diseases that we find in northern Australia. The question is, if they happen during the wet season, where do they go in the dry?
You've got a few machines set up here on your table outside the Broome Hospital. There's a couple of computers. There's this sort of a box-type machine with lots of little tiny vials inside it, and another machine that looks like it goes whiz. What are these?
Yep, okay. Well, the whiz-bangs are going through them from right to left, starting with a box that you talked about, Ben. This is a gene machine. It's a special device that amplifies, like a molecular photocopier, lots and lots of copies of the viruses that we're looking for. So what Adam will be doing very shortly when the crowds start to rock up is he'll be working on some mozzies that have been trapped overnight locally, that have been mashed and have had their viruses, if there are any viruses present, extracted. They then get put into this gene machine. They get amplified, just like a photocopier, except using a clever molecular chemistry. And then in a couple of hours' time, we'll have a look at the results in the computer and we'll see if we've got Ross River, Murray Valley, or any of these other sexy viruses there. The whiz bang here is just a very little centrifuge. This is something that's small enough to stick in our suitcase, and all of our lab gear goes into a single suitcase, which is why we call it a lab in a suitcase, as you'll see on the blog site. And then the other thing at the far end of the table is a device that you'll recognise immediately if I take the covers off. Ah, what do you reckon?
Yeah, a microscope. Even I know that. I'm just going to have a squiz down there. And, hey, there's a mozzie under there, Tim. Do you want to catch one? This one's under that microscope.
Absolutely. And this is one of the local Culex variety mozzies. The other main variety that we see is Aedes, a close relative of the Asian tiger mosquito. And some of these mosquitoes can transmit Ross River. They can transmit other diseases occasionally, like Murray Valley encephalitis, usually in the wet. And some of them, for pet lovers, also transmit dog heartworm. So it's not just a risk to the human population here, it's also a risk to our beloved canines.
Ah, the mozzies bite the dogs as well. I killed about 10 mozzies in my bedroom this morning, which I think seems a bit unusual for this time of year. What have you found with your mozzie trapping?
Yeah, we did a couple of traps last night, set them both. The one around the hospital, thankfully, has only got a tiny handful of mozzies in, which is, I guess, what you'd expect around this time of year. But one that we set in one of the suburban areas just down near to a creek, we got quite a lot more mozzies than that. In fact, too many to count just by eyeballing them.
So the mozzies can carry some nasty diseases in the Kimberley, but Adam's got some little tubes with dirt in them. Why do we have to fear the dirt as well?
Oh, absolutely. Mud pies, you know. You don't know what's in a mud pie until you've examined it under the microscope and then put it through the gene machine. Up in the north is a disease that the guys in Darwin call Nightcliff Gardener's disease. It's got a fancy name, melioidosis, and it's a potentially fatal bacterial disease. We don't get many cases a year in WA, and it's usually people who've got a lot of close contact with soil and water. You know, maybe they're doing digging, and obviously if they're doing gardening, and then they leave their nicks and grazes uncleaned afterwards. So the simple things that can be done to prevent this disease, but if it gets a hold of somebody and it gets into the bloodstream, it can cause very severe infection. And those are the sorts of patients who end up in the intensive care unit. As I say, only a handful of cases a year, probably between 2 and 4 in the whole state a year. So it's not a very common disease. But for those who work in the outback, especially with contact with the soil regularly, during the wet, and particularly when a cyclone comes over, a big issue.
What are the signs people need to know about that one? It sounds nasty. I mean, a lot of us love gardening and the like. What are the signs that we need to keep an eye for, which means get to the hospital?
Yeah, there's two extremes. The one serious extreme is a high fever, sweats, shaking spells, those sorts of things. When you really know you're crook, you want to go and see your doc about that very quickly. And most of the docs around these parts, they're well-versed in this as one of the exotic but complications of life in the Kimberley. At the other extreme, there are less severe infections that can progress eventually to cause a much more serious disease. And they tend to cause boils, skin infections, and those sorts of things. And once again, seeing your doc, getting that dealt with early, getting the right antibiotics on board is the way to go.
See your doctor if you're feeling crook. And what about the Mozzie viruses? I mean, you mentioned them, and we've also heard some really terrible and prominent cases of Murray Valley encephalitis in the last year or two. What do we need to, obviously not getting bitten by mozzies is a good start, but what do we need to look out for there as far as needing medical help? How big is the risk?
The risk is of severe disease is relatively small, and it peaks during the wet season. You'll find, however, that there's a big variation year on year, and we don't know all of the reasons for that, but it's got something to do with the complicated ecology of this part of the world, of the migratory birds, of the mosquitoes that are out there. And trying to completely eradicate the mosquitoes is clearly is not a very successful way of going about things. So mosquito control are currently out. They're doing trapping with us, and the health department is really keeping close tabs on this. But in the long run, as there's no effective treatment, we've got to go for prevention. So there's work going on towards vaccines for these diseases, and there's some exciting developments, especially with Ross River virus vaccine. That's on the way. Hopefully in a few years' time, that will be out and available to us. But Murray Valley is a little bit further down the track, and that's obviously one we've really got to do a lot more work on before we feel we've got that under wraps.
And you're going to be doing that work right across the Kimberley over the next week, National Science Week. The Lab Without Walls has come to the Kimberley here in Broome right now. So if you're in Broome, you can come down to the Broome Hospital, to the main entrance, and see all of this whiz-bang, as it's called, technology, where they're actually doing genetic research on some of these diseases that we face in the Kimberley. There's also a mosquito trap. And then you're going to be heading out across the Kimberley, and you've got an event on the weekend. Tell us about where people can catch you around the region.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be going along the Gib next week. So before we start out in the Gib, we're going to Derby. And we'll be there, set up in the hospital grounds near the entrance, 12 till 2 p.m. on Monday the 13th. Then at the other end of the Gib, obviously, we'll be in Kununurra on Friday the 17th. Once again, hospital grounds, 12 to 2 p.m. But for those people who don't catch us this afternoon in Broome, there's a second chance to get a sight of what we're doing down at Celebrate the Bay. From about 2 to 2.30 on Town Beach this Sunday, Sunday the 12th, we'll be out with our gear, and we'll be happy to talk about this stuff for anybody who's interested.
So if you want to see some genetic research happen before your eyes, see DNA extracted from mosquitoes, out of soil samples, it's the sort of stuff that hasn't been done in the Kimberley before, and you can see it at those places that Professor Tim Ingalls has just been talking about. And you see, George, it really is leading-edge science, I told you.
I appreciate exactly what you're saying, and I appreciate everything you've done with Professor Tim Ingalls.
Thanks, George. Yeah, and I really do encourage people to get along to those events, because you'll see something you probably haven't ever seen before.
And make a mozzie and mash a pie.
Take revenge on those little whining blood suckers.
That's the one. Thanks very much indeed, Ben.
Okay, George, catch ya.
Bye.